a classic in its own way. It doesn't date back to 1882, but it does date back to, I guess,
1960s.
To the 1960s. It is How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and then it is Springfield Little Theater's next production. That musical goes up on the boards starting
May the 4th, a week from tonight.
You are hearing Cheryl Love Miller, who is directing the production, and I'll just let the three cast people just introduce yourselves.
Yes, please. Go ahead, guys.
My name is Dallas McGinn. I'm playing J. Pierpont Finch.
My name is Logan Lurie, and I'm playing Rosemary Pilkington.
Yes. And my name is Roland Netzer, and I'm playing Bud Frump.
These are three major characters who work with each other all the time through the show.
I always love the character names in this show. I think about the show, of course, I think of good old gap-toothed Robert Morse, you know, who
yes.
originated the role of Finch.
He did, and I understand from a dear friend of mine that this show was written for him, mm-hmm. actually, and it was a vehicle to show his talent, and that there were no two shows that were ever alike. So imagine being in that ensemble with Robert taking off on anything he wanted to do.
Well, this is the classic satire of big business, and it won 7 Tony Awards. It won the 1962 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. J. Pierpont Finch, you know, there's actually a slightly more contemporary version of this same sort of storyline. If you think of Michael J. Fox.
Is it an 80s thing?
It is an 80s movie. Yes, it's a mid to late 80s movie. Secret of My Success. That was the name of the movie. Yeah, anyway, it's the same sort of thing where you have in J. Pierpont Finch's particular ladder to the, you know, he does start out as a lowly window washer, right?
And of course, Bud here is the boss's nephew, so he thinks he has the inside track of everything. So as Finch is working his way up, they collide numerous times.
Okay, and tell us about Rosemary then.
Rosemary is a secretary that works in the office with Bud Frump, and where Finch comes, and she has been working there, and she is just waiting for someone to fall in love with. And when she sees Finch, it's practically love at first sight for her. But for Finch, he doesn't even notice her, and so she really he doesn't even notice her at all.
Finch ends up becoming chairman of the board of the company.
Well, Finch has a book he finds.
Yes,
How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. That's what gets
just
him
a little handbook. Yes. This has a great score by Frank Lesser, too.
It does, and it's a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah.
The show, and it won many Tony Awards, and so the material is wonderful and terribly relevant to today's world.
Does it seem dated at all?
You know, yes.
You know, I mean,
it does.
You know, we're talking a show that's almost 60 years old, so.
It does seem dated, but what's funny is that
like attitudes toward women and so on.
The sarcasm that it's written with shows the byplay, you know, particularly with the Me Too movement that is so prominent right now.
Right.
You look back at the women and the relationship in the 1960s, and you see it so different in fairly short time period. And Rosemary and I were just talking about the problem with the lyrics in one of the shows, Happy to Have It Keep His Dinner Warm. And
that's exactly
Logan,
the kind of thing I'm talking about.
What you thought about that?
It's just an interesting song because, I mean, it's all just about the woman's place mm-hmm. and that time period and just trying somehow to relate that to today's world, you know, like Cheryl said, with the Me Too movement and everything that's going on and dealing with that song as a woman. And I mean, I guess you just have to.
We were talking about the difference in the generations of the male-female relationship. And then also at this time period, which we were talking about, that the important occupations were to get into a corporate world. And now then we're not so much into that process, but also
think of the world of Mad Men. Right?
And we are very definitely, when we put our cast into costumes by Chris Haken, Jenny Helfrich that did the costumes, we looked like the Mad Men out. So, you know, it is stepping back in time and yet very prominent, I think, to today. And personal relationships of being kind to people and what happens when you're not and how you work up. But,
and how you deal with the rear-end kissing company man, you know, office parties, substance addiction, but in this case, caffeine.
Yes, yes. We have the coffee number, which Bud is singing the lead
right.
in the coffee
right,
number.
Right, right. And, of course, you have true love.
Yes, yeah. We do. And what's interesting is that Finch has a love for wanting his corporate standing. So there's a love of the male occupation. And then, you know, the character of Rosemary finally talks him into loving her by standing by his man. And, you know, poor Bud over here, he's just sort of lost out being the nephew's kicking boy. He just gets clobbered. But he does get promoted all the way up to mailroom and is thrilled about it. So...
I absolutely put my thumb on my uncle and call my mom anytime anything goes wrong, and I have that silver spoon firmly planted in my mouth until I get what I want.
And today, the mail room, tomorrow, who knows?
Back to the window.
You have a cast of almost 50 people, and you're directing and choreographing both.
Yes, and sharing the artistic responsibilities with the beautiful Susan Gravatt with a 16-piece orchestra that will be going. And then we have introduced a new character to our artistic staff, which is Lysander. And Lysander is our dance captain, and he moved here last summer and was seen as Bernardo in West Side Story.
Right.
And now then he plays Mr. Gatch in this show, and he is a beautiful contribution to SLT.
Well, that is How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. It opens next Friday the 4th at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut, and will run through Sunday, May the 20th, Thursdays through Saturdays, after the first weekend anyway, at 7:30 p.m. and then 2 p.m. on Sundays. Tickets range from $16 to $36. And for tickets, you can call the Landers Theater box office at 869-1334 or visit springfieldlittletheater.org. Anything else people might need to know about this?
Come ready to have fun and leave with a laughter and a smile, and the music is recognizable.
Yes, very
and,
much so.
I Believe in You is really strong, and How to Succeed in Business. There's a bunch of them, so please come and enjoy and laugh with us, and we think you'll have a good time.
Well, all right. We want to thank Dallas McGinn, Logan Lurie, and Roland Netzer, along with director Cheryl Love Miller.
Roland Netzer.
Is it not Roland?
I mess it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's Roland. Oh, okay. Well, I got close enough.
That's what I always
say. But you do the same thing. And Cheryl Love Miller is director and choreographer of How to Succeed in Business, which, again, opens a week from today, May the 4th, at the Landers Theater, 869-1334 or springfieldlittletheater.org. Folks, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Got one more week before the show opens.
We're looking forward to it. And I was just checking here, and we do not have Saturday matinees, unfortunately.
Okay.
So we are only going to go Thursday through Saturday evening performances.
And then Sunday matinee.
So please get your tickets and come join us and have a good time.
All right. Thanks a lot, folks.